United States President Donald Trump has spoken repeatedly about his plans to curb immigration, including a proposal to build a wall along the border with Mexico. As Lena Nosizwe reports from Los Angeles, this staunch anti-migrant stance is having a chilling impact on asylum seekers and the attorneys who represent them.
DW.
Hola, buenos días. Pregunta para asilo.
In his homeland of Guatemala, he was a police officer. But on this day, he's a refugee seeking asylum because of the violence in his birthplace at the San Ysidro Port of Entry near San Diego, along the border between Mexico and California. He was rejected the first time he tried to seek asylum. That's why during this second attempt, he's secretly recording his encounter with a cell phone hidden in his shirt pocket. And again, he is turned away by a private security guard contracted by the U.S. Department of Homeland Security.
And for years, we really didn't. You would hear of people being turned away, but it wasn't like almost uniform.
Immigration attorney Nora Phillips says seeing what she describes as a significant pattern of rejection of asylum seekers prompted her to be at the forefront of bringing a class action lawsuit against officials with the U.S. Department of Homeland Security and Customs and Border Protection. The cell phone video is just one example of what Phillips describes as a systematic violation of U.S. and international law.
If an individual presents himself at a port of entry stating that they have a fear of return because they're going to be persecuted, it says the officer shall, not may, shall refer that individual for processing for a credible fear interview. That does not mean they're going to win their case, but they need to at least be able to access that legal remedy.
She says asylum seekers trying to gain entry into the United States have been greeted with a variety of responses. Some, as in the case of the former policeman from Guatemala, are referred back to Mexico for U.S. asylum. Phillips says others have been told if they seek asylum, their children will be taken away. And she says still others have been blocked at the border with the excuse that Donald Trump has done away with asylum in the U.S. According to a transcript published by the Washington Post, during a conversation this January between the President of the United States and Australia's Prime Minister, Donald Trump expressed his distaste for asylum seekers. The transcript records Trump as saying, quote, "I'm the world's greatest person that does not want to let people into the country." Phillips says the truth is asylum seekers, many of whom are women, are escaping from unimaginable cruelty.
Exhausted pregnant women with little kids running from just unspeakable abuse. Rape, domestic violence, being hunted from one country to the other, and then being placed in just massive danger because they keep trying and trying and trying to turn themselves in. Women who've already been, had their souls crushed, walking across several countries.
Phillips says during the Obama administration, immigration attorneys also were faced with what she describes as horrible things.
The Trump administration is taking things to an even higher level of human cruelty and violations of due process and unconstitutional executive orders.
In a statement released by the Department of Homeland Security just before the lawsuit was filed, the CBP said that no policies have changed regarding asylum procedures. Phillips is the co-founder and legal director of Al Otro Lado, the nonprofit that helps migrants in both Los Angeles, California, and Tijuana, Mexico. She says their legal services have never been so urgently needed.
There have been a lot of stories recently of immigration attorneys that just since the election have quit. While I never will, I completely understand where they're coming from. It's absolutely soul-crushing.
Phillips's own ancestry is English and Irish. Also mixed in is more than a dash of feistiness. She brings cheer to her Los Angeles office with a colorful banner she has quilted together. Colorful patches of fabric spell out her organization's name, Al Otro Lado, which means to the other side in Spanish. In spite of weariness and widening legal boundaries, both Phillips and her clients are not giving up in their quest to get to the other side.
If you want to wait,
Lenin Ozizwe, DW, Los Angeles.
This report was brought to you by DW.